good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome to The Lamp.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. I missed my co-host right here.
I know.
It's been a long time.
It's only been 1 week for them, but okay, what happens is we record shows in advance, so we don't necessarily see each other every week.
Fact. I don't think I can do that.
No, he's too busy.
She's a diva.
He's too busy. He the one traveling all over the place.
I do. I'll be out. I was gone for...
like a month.
34 days.
That's crazy.
34 days.
Paying rent someplace you don't even be at.
I wasn't there for a whole month and I had to pay my rent. That hurt. Trust me, on the first, it hurt.
That would make me mad. I wasn't in my stuff.
I wasn't in my house one day in... May.
Yeah.
No,
April.
Well, yeah, I started April into May.
Yeah.
Man, I'm here for 3 days and I have to hit the road again.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, the life of a comedian.
Yes.
Good. Shout out to Philly. I was in Philly about a week ago for the Philadelphia Independent Film Awards, so shout out to the whole team.
Yeah, she was in there again, her wardrobe change.
I know. That was the first time I ever did a wardrobe change in hosting things.
Being fabulous.
Bam, bam. Ow.
But we're back here.
Yeah.
For the people. And we're sorry we didn't give you an episode
last week.
We had a little scheduling conflict.
Absolutely.
But we're back again.
Back at it.
We won't let that happen to y'all no more. Lamp Podcast. Follow us every Tuesday, 10 o'clock a.m., man.
Absolutely.
We're doing it. But we're today, let's talk about something that Mia brought to my attention.
Oh, yeah.
And it really shows me how much I know about music.
I had no idea. A lot of people probably saw this online. I don't know where he was. But anyway, Dionne Warwick made a statement that Beyonce was not iconic, that she has not reached icon status. And then Beehive, everybody was all over it. Like, what's wrong with Dionne?
My response was, I thought Dionne was a psychic lady. I didn't even know she was into music to even have a statement about Beyonce.
Yo, he's so disrespectful. At least I know. Like, Dionne, yes, she's a singer. She's acted. Now, granted, it's
hold up.
Like,
time I watch this. Give me a Dionne Warwick song.
I don't know.
Exactly.
If I heard her, if I heard it come on, I would know, oh, that's Dionne Warwick. I would know just because I do know her voice.
Man,
but I cannot name a title. You know what I'm saying? I can't.
I had no idea who Dionne Warwick was. I thought she was the lady who promotes psychics. I had no idea.
I feel like he didn't even know this was Whitney Houston's aunt.
I didn't know that
like,
either.
Like, that's crazy to me. Like,
all
you don't
I
know
her as being the psychic lady. But how disrespectful she is. To disrespect the one and only, the second thing to Jesus. Yes, I said it. The second thing to Jesus is that woman, Beyonce.
I know. It's
How
crazy.
Dare you disrespect Beyonce? You know what? I'm not even going to say her whole name. How dare you disrespect B?
B, right? Just B.
She more popular than the actual letter B. Like, she made the B famous. The B is the most famous letter in the alphabet because of Beyonce.
Yes.
And how dare you disrespect that woman?
Hilarious.
What's her name again?
Dionne.
Look at me, Dionne. I'm looking at you. I hope you see this. I hope you're on Instagram because I'm going to tag you. How disrespectful you are. Psychic lady. You should have knew this was coming. You should have knew we was going to talk about this.
Huh? Is she really a psychic lady?
She is a psychic lady. I don't know if she is a psychic or if she promotes, but I'm telling you. Psychic.
Hilarious.
For some reason, psychic and
comes
lady
into mind when
comes
you think
into
of
mind
Dionne, yeah.
when I think about Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I do.
I just feel like, I mean, I know she's old school, so it's a different day, but I'm just trying to understand how you don't see everything that Beyonce has accomplished and done. Like, it's very apparent.
It's ridiculous.
Nobody is doing what she does and is doing. So like, I'm confused.
Like, we and her had a conversation about who can relate her to and, like, the genre that she's
yeah.
in. And I don't see anybody. So you have to relate her to other people like Mike.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson.
Prince.
Yeah,
Tina Turner.
Yeah. I think she's a little bit better than Tina Turner.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to say that.
I think
she's a little bit better than Tina Turner.
It's just
because
different.
If you think about it, honestly, I'm always honestly. Tina Turner is more famous for Ike beating her ass.
No.
She is.
No.
I'm telling you, for maybe our generation,
because the movie came out and blah, blah, blah. But musically.
I'll give it to you. Put it to you like this. Would she be as famous if she wasn't being abused?
I feel like as a child, I will say this, as a child, I definitely knew Tina Turner's music before the movie came out.
Okay.
That's what made me want to see the movie. I'm saying she wouldn't be as famous as she was
if she didn't go through that with Ike. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not saying that she's not good. I'm saying that that elevated her status because of going through all that. It's a story behind this drama.
Yeah.
Beyonce ain't got no drama. Well, she did. The elevator.
The elevator?
The elevator. But that's one thing. And that she wasn't even involved with that. That was her sister being protective. So she hasn't had any, like...
I know what you mean. No drama-filled situations that sparked her career. Yeah.
So that's why I say about Tina Turner. But no, I think Mike, she's up there with them. Mike and all of them.
She is. And it's just
that's
all
I can think of is Mike. That's it.
Yeah.
I can't think of nobody else. Like, she's on that status right now.
Like I was telling him off camera, I mean, no one is dropping an album at like 2 o'clock in the morning with no promo and everybody stops.
People wake up.
Yo, stay up for it. Like, tired at work the next day.
People stayed up and watched that Netflix special at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, they sure did. I love that Netflix special. I still ain't watched it yet. What?
I ain't watched it.
Yo, it's so dope.
I watched bits and pieces of it. I haven't been able to sit down.
Yeah. I watch it whenever. Honestly, like, lately, I'll put it on, even if I'm just watching, like, 15 minutes of it, if I have a little bit of time, because it does. It's motivational. It hypes me up. It puts me in a good place, like, oh, I'm going to go get this. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, it's dope. It's
shout to Beyonce. I may have to check. I haven't just been able to sit down and watch TV.
Yeah, he's been on the go a lot, so.
I have to do that, though.
You have to get with that. So, I don't know who's going to come, you know, after a Beyonce, like, who is, because every generation has someone, you know what I mean? Like, there's...
No, well, whoever woman. I mean, you mean a person? Or are you saying a female?
No, an artist. There's someone that's going to come, you know, because at some point Beyonce will be in her 60s and there'll be somebody for the next generation. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just curious as to...
Now you mentioned that. What's the lady who died a couple months ago?
Oh, my goodness.
Who was like a super diva.
Aretha?
Yeah, Aretha Franklin. Okay. Did you ever see the video when they was asking her about other artists?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest video I've ever seen in my life. This lady was throwing so much shade. Oh, my God.
Oh, Miss Aretha.
Look that video up. Look Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, that was everywhere.
Talking about other female artists, man. She didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. No, but in my opinion.
Throne.
But I look at a Beyonce, and even for the, you know, the legends and the icons of past generations, you know, that were amazing, broke down many barriers that Beyonce has acknowledged and all of that. Mm. I still don't know somebody who's on that stage who can sing and dance and perform the way a Beyonce can. I don't know any other artist.
Only other person is Mike.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's like, it. Look at that. I don't know.
I mean, I would say Janet Jackson. I would put Janet
I
up
think
there.
Janet is up there. I think she's amazing think performer. Jan- think- but vocally, I feel like Beyonce is better vocally.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But no, Janet absolutely kills the stage. You know what I mean? She hits for days.
She up there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Beyonce is like a 2.0 Janet Jackson. She just stepped it up a little bit on it. She was like, okay, I'm about to step it up on you, Janet, and show you what it really hit
before. Oh, I just thought about Pleasure Principle.
Who was that?
Janet's song back in the day, Pleasure Principle.
I only know Janet Jackson up to when she had the cover with the hands on the nipples. That's...
Oh, was that That's the Way Love Goes?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the way.
That's when I was
She
like,
got songs for... What?
That's when I was on Janet. I said, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that.
Yeah.
I see that.
She's so pretty.
Them 40-year-old titties. I see them.
She wasn't 40 then.
Was she?
I don't know.
She was old. She was... I don't care what you said. Janet old. You know what I'm saying?
So. It looks amazing.
But yeah, Dionne Warwick, you lost your mind. I just want to put that out there. But Dionne, I think Beyonce is definitely an icon.
Yeah.
A living icon.
Living
legend.
Yes.
You know, so with that being said, Dionne Warwick, shut the F up. Because you don't know what you're talking about. Go predict something.
We say all this with love.
I don't.
We say all this with love.
I don't. I don't even, I'm telling you, I don't know who you is. All I know, I know her from being psychic.
I'm going to look this up. I got to look up the psychic situation.
We're
going to
look that up, man.
All right.
But let's get your thoughts and let us know how y'all feel about Beyonce being an icon. If she's not, do you think it's someone else that can... Do you see anybody on the rise or surpassing that? Just let us know all these things and all these different comments.
Yeah.
Hit us up on the Lamp Podcast on Instagram, YouTube channel, Facebook. You can hit us up. We'll talk about it. We're going to start doing something where we want to get your questions, and we're going to post those up on the Lamp Podcast.
Yes.
Well, all that good stuff like that. But
Follow us.
Follow us, yeah. Follow us. Subscribe
at
and
the
all
Lamp
that good stuff.
Podcast.
I mean, all our Twitters and Instagram, you know it all. We tell y'all every week. Tired of telling y'all. Y'all know.
And I see the fancy, shout out to the fancy edits he's been doing.
Yeah.
Like putting everything on the screen and stuff like
stepping
that.
Up.
I see him.
I'm telling you, it's about growing, man. I'm trying to elevate. I'm trying to elevate Beyonce status.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
One
I said
day.
It.
Wouldn't it be dope if one day in the future we are big enough to where we have a Beyonce sitting with us and
what?
We get to interview and
it's
talk to her?
It's going
to
happen.
Am.
It's going to happen. I'm going to have Beyonce. Well, maybe not Beyonce. She might be a little too big.
No, that could happen.
Beyonce,
you never know.
Well,
don't say that.
I don't think she's ever sat down with anybody except Oprah.
She sat with Oprah, yeah. I feel like that, yeah. Oh, yeah. When she was Destiny's Child, she did more. But as Beyonce, yeah. Maybe just Oprah. But
we got to get it. We're going to reach out. I'm going to hit Jay on the phone.
I had a phone interview with Jay-Z once.
I'm going to hit Jay up.
At a phone interview.
I got Jay number. I'm going to call Jay when we done. Hit Jay up like, y'all need the wife to come through.
A wife to come through.
And see what he say. He might. You know what I mean? Hit Jay up. You never know. You know what I'm saying? But like, appreciate y'all tuning in to the Lamp Podcast. See y'all next Tuesday. Peace.